بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. طیف صالحین رضی اللہ عنہم کے اخلاق میں سے ایک یہ ہے کہ وہ لوگوں سے مدارات لوگوں سے عداوت نہ کرتے اور ان کی کثرت مدارات کرتے. علامہ شاہ رانی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سیز اٹ ون آف دا نوبل ایٹریبیوٹس کیریکٹرسٹک آف دا سلف صالحین واز دے وڈ نیور become enemies with any person in anything pertaining to the dunya. They would never become enemies with anyone, and they would always be hospitable in abundance. It was an outstanding characteristic that they would always entertain others, be hospitable to them, and not enter into any dispute pertaining to anything pertaining to the dunya. Or kisi shakhs ka burai se muqabla na karte, and they would not confront or oppose any person with evil. In fact, this is the command for all Muslims. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, "Idfa bil lati ahsan," that you must ward off evil with what is better. Someone harms you in terms of the dunya, inconvenience you, causes taklif to you, then you must ward it off with something which is better. Idfa bil lati ahsan fa idha allati bainaka wa bainahu adawatun ka annahu waliyyun hamim. Then the animosity which is between you, the two of you, it will be replaced with a close friendship. Then if you return evil with what is good, then that animosity, the enmity will disappear, and then you will become friends. لوگ ان سے عداوتیں رکھتے مگر ان کو کسی سے عداوت نہ ہوتی. Despite the fact that people would entertain animosity for the pious people because of hasad, but they would not retaliate or react in the same manner. They would not have any adawat or any animosity for anyone. ہمیں خبر ملی ہے کہ حضرت داؤد علیہ السلام والسلام نے فرمایا، اے بیٹے، ایک دشمن کو حقیر نہ جاننا. اسے تصریح شاہد نبی داؤد علیہ السلام giving advice to his son. He says that even one enemy, don't despise him. Even one, in other words, what he means, one enemy is also too much. Now you must not, should not make any enemies with anyone. But again, this applies to the dunya, not in dini issues. There one is under command of Allah Ta'ala, al-bughd fillah, animosity and hatred for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. That is the logical consequence of amr bil ma'ruf, nahi anil munkar. When you command righteousness and you prohibit evil, you will attract enemies. That is unavoidable. But as far as issues of the dunya are concerned, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنَا زَيِّمٌ بِبَيْتٍ فِي رِبْسِ الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ تَرَقَ الْمِرَى وَهُوَ مُحِكٌ. That I am a guarantor, and I guarantee a palace in the prime site of Jannat, in the middle of Jannat, for the one who abandons an argument, a dispute, despite him being on the right, he's on the haq. As far as this worldly argument, dispute pertaining to worldly issues, money issues, etc. He knows he's right, but he abandons that argument, the dispute. Then Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I guarantee such a person a palace in the prime site of Jannat. So Nabi Dawud Alayhi Salaam, giving advice to his son, he said, even one enemy is too much. Don't regard it to be something or something light. Or 1,000 dost ko zyada na samajhna. And 1,000 friends, don't think much of them. Your focus must be on Allah Ta'ala, not on the friends. And he'll be friends outwardly, but in the heart there's something else he's concealed. Wahab bin Munabbar, rahmatullahi alayhi, فرماتے تھے کہ वो भाई की मुसीबत पर खुश न हो, भाई की मुसीबत पर खुश न हो, क्योंकि ये अदावत का निशान है। हज़रत वहाब बिन मुनाफा से दैट यू शुड नॉट बिकम हैप्पी प्लीज बिकॉज ऑफ द डिफिकल्टी द कैलेमिटी ऑफ ए ब्रदर, ब्रदर मींस अ ब्रदर मुस्लिम। You should not become happy when you see someone else in discomfort. Why? Because that is a sign of being an enemy. Right? Sign of an enemy. Many people feel they become pleased and they are happy when someone else is in a difficult situation. They gloat over it, they mock over it. You see, that is a sign of being an enemy. آن حضرت صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا ہے تو بھائی کی مصیبت پر خوشی کا اظہار نہ کرو ورنہ اللہ تعالیٰ اسے عافیت دے گا اور تجھے پکڑے گا. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said they don't become or show happiness over the difficulty or calamity which befalls a brother Muslim. Why? It is quite possible Allah Ta'ala will protect him. Allah Ta'ala will remove the difficulty from him and impose it upon you. So that is generally the result, the consequence of some of a person who mocks at another person or who feels pleased about his difficulty. Then what happens? It will come and it will settle upon that person. صفوان رحمت اللہ علیہ نے اپنے گھر کے دروازے پر لکھ دیا تھا اللہ تعالیٰ اس شخص پر رحم کرے جو ہم کو نہیں جانتا اور جس کو ہم نہیں جانتے. حضرت صفوان رحمت اللہ علیہ he had inscribed on the door of his house that may Allah تعالیٰ have mercy on that person who does not know us and we don't know him. He's a complete stranger. He's a stranger to us and we are strange to him. Allah, may Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon such a person. Why? Such a person doesn't harm us, nor do we harm him. Yeah. So Allah must have mercy upon him. Kyunki hame apne dosto hi se takleef pahunchti hai. Because why? We suffer difficulties and hardships from our friends. People are your friends, claim to be your friends, but they are the very people, these friends, who cause harm to you, cause takleef to you. Behind, in your presence they are your friends, but behind your backs they get involved, rivet about you, trying to ruin your reputation. Apne dosto hi se takleef karte hain, jo hame jante hain aur jinko hum jante hain. In those whom we know, they know us, they are the very ones who cause us harm. Hazrat Ayub alayhi salam kisi ne daryaft kiya ki aapko musibat ke ayyam mein kaun si cheez sabse zyada takleef deti. Someone asked Hazrat Ayub alayhi salam, Nabi Ayub alayhi salam, that during your time of hardship, what was the most difficult upon him? Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala had granted him a lot of wealth. He had numerous wives and numerous children, and he had palaces and a lot of wealth. Then Shaitan, he whispered into the minds of the people that he is teaching about Allah Ta'ala and about the deen just because he has a lot of wealth and because of his prosperity. If hardship settles upon him, he'll forget all this deen, the deen which is teaching him. Then as a trial, Allah Ta'ala imposed upon him great calamity. His entire body rotted. His entire body, there wasn't a centimeter on his body that was not rotting. And finally the people, and he lost all his wealth. All the wives also had abandoned him. Only one wife remained with him, and they had thrown his body, himself, him, on the outskirts, near to a dump. This is a diseased person, Yeah, it's not, cannot stay amongst us. There's only this one wife who would attend to him. So, and for many years, Allah Ta'ala imposed this trial upon him for many years. So, we should understand from this that even great people, Nabi, Allah Ta'ala imposes great trials and tests upon them. So, it does not mean every person who suffers a calamity, it is a punishment for him. And especially if a calamity, a setback befalls a person of the deen, you know he's a person, he's a Nabi, he's a Wali, he's a man of Haqq, then you should not interpret that as a punishment. So Allah Ta'ala imposed a great trial upon Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam. So we ask, someone asked him, and then afterwards, after many years, I'm saying 13 years, otherwise come 15, 17 years, thereafter Allah Ta'ala cured him again and restored whatever he had and gave him double that the amount. Someone asked him, during your time of hardship, what was the most difficult upon him, the difficulty upon him? Aapne farmaya, mere dushmano ki shamatat. He said, the rejoicing of my enemies. He said, that was the most, not the sickness and the suffering, that was not so difficult. What was difficult? The rejoicing. Now they gloat. Because now they all start to spread and receive. Now, if he was a person on the truth, if his deen was the truth, then he would not have suffered like this. From this, they spread now rumors and stories. See, he was on falsehood, for that reason he is being punished now. So he said, that was the most difficult upon me, the rejoicing of enemies. So when we see trials descending on people, even on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so many trials. Look at Taif, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to Taif to give da'wah there, how they humiliated him, they stoned him, his body was full of blood, they mocked at him and they jeered him. So these are the trials Allah Ta'ala imposed upon those who are very close to him. And the closer one is unto Allah Ta'ala, the more and the greater trials, the trials Allah Ta'ala impose upon them. So we should not misinterpret these. The person must be judged, the criterion is the Shariat. If a person follows the Sunnah, and he follows the Shariat, and then you see him suffering hardships, then you must attribute the trials of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala is elevating his ranks and his darajat by means of these trials.